Okay, so I wanted to ask a question. How much is your intellectual property worth? Let's say you're a web designer like me, and you've got a client who you've designed a website for, you've built their site and you've delivered it, and everyone's happy, they've paid you for the work you've done, and everything's all signed off. But who owns the work that you did? And by this, I specifically mean your work, your source code, your HTML markup, the CSS, and any other codes and scripts that you may have written. I always stipulate in my contract very clearly that I own that code. I own all the source code. It is my intellectual property and it is licensed to my client for use on this one project. So what happens when one of your clients comes back to you and they want to reuse your source code for another project? They effectively want to take your core HTML markup and your CSS and just reskin it for another website. What would you consider is fair remuneration for that? So it goes back to my original question, how much is your intellectual property worth? To be honest with you, I don't have all the answers, which is why I'm asking you. But there are a few things we need to consider. If your client reuses your work 5 times, then that's 5 times that they don't have to pay you or anyone else to do that work. And similarly, there's 5 projects that you or me are potentially losing out on, we're potentially losing money on. So immediately we can come up with some kind of value for that work. But it's not really as simple as that, because if I get paid every time my client reuses my source code, I'm getting paid for sitting on my backside doing nothing. Which, to be honest, sounds great. I'm all for it. But I also want to be reasonable and fair to my clients too. So, like I say, I don't have the answer to those questions, but it is something that I'm going to have to think about a lot, and I think it's something that all web designers need to think about and consider very carefully. And it's even made me consider the way that we all charge for our clients. I think it's far too simplistic to come up with some kind of charging scheme that is based on time alone. If we spend X amount of days or X amount of hours doing something, that's generally how we work out our pricing. But it's just too simplistic a way of looking at it, and it should also consider the value of our intellectual property too.